your number one news and talk station.
Almost all of the Sunday papers have, in some way, shape or form, on the front page of the newspapers today, a story about President Jacob Zuma being on his way out. Apparently, the NEC agreeing to deploy or give the responsibility to the top six to negotiate an early exit of President Jacob Zuma. It means we won't see him out of that office necessarily next week. It means that he may very well still be president come the 8th of February, when the State of the Nation address needs to be delivered to open the this year's session of Parliament. It's very possible. And according to one report in the Sunday Times, apparently when the president, Jacob Zuma, met with ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa to discuss this matter, he said, "Give me a little bit of time because I've got some loose ends to tie up." Joining me on the line is political analyst attached to UNISA, Professor Lesiba Tefo. Lesiba, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning to you and to the listeners.
I suppose this is Cyril Ramaphosa and his leadership realizing that they will not have a clean exit as they did with Thabo Mbeki in 2008, who, when he was recalled by the NEC, did the dignified thing, which was to resign. Jacob Zuma won't be resigning because he realizes that the minute he steps out of that office in the union buildings, then he's liable for all of the charges that he needs to face.
I think that's an apt observation, and I share that. He has existential problems and of his own making. It was fairly easy for Mbeki to step down. A constitutionalist, a man who understood that the interests of his country supersede personal interests and ambitions. And he realized that upholding the constitution and respecting the national flag is what all his life was about. Now, in this instance, I'm not saying Zuma is wanting, but I'm saying, given what he's likely to face, just like with Robert Mugabe, he would do everything to delay and delay and delay. But I maintain, like many do, that a day of reckoning is well and nigh. And again, let's admit, it's not only Zuma, like it was with Mugabe. The cronies that benefited illegally and illegitimately and criminally so are bound to have to account. And these are also some of the people who are encouraging him that, dear brother, if you go, we'll have to go with you. If it is maximum prison, then we'll have to go to with you. Whatever we can do to delay that day or to thwart that day, let us do it.
Even if that delay will be costing the ANC a potential vote in 2019, because surely the interest of the ANC should be, regardless of whether you're a Ramaphosa faction or a Zuma faction, and as the leadership will tell you, there are no factions, everybody's united behind the new leadership. But it doesn't matter which side of the fence you fall on, you still want to see an ANC in government in 2019, surely?
But yes, there is a group within the ANC that would say that should be paramount. But equally, there are those who are facing existential challenges who would say, whatever it takes to protect my own and my interests. By the way, the moral principles and values that drove, informed, and imbued those that went out into exile, those who were within and fought the system, are no longer those things that characterize by far the majority of those who are holding positions, both in government and in the public service. So it wouldn't be difficult to say, I don't care as long as I can be protected. I don't care as long as I can go into jail. It's no longer about the ANC. It's about existential preservation. Yes, indeed. The longer he stays, the more likely that there will be an electoral cost to the ANC. There is no doubt about that. But do they care? I doubt.
A clear signal, though, coming out of this ANC Lekgotla is the fact that the ANC, meaning Luthuli House, is in control. The movements around Eskom and the appointment of a new board to turn that state-owned entity around is a very strong signal yet again from Cyril Ramaphosa that I'm a man in charge and I will do everything possible to try and make sure that we return to good governance.
Yeah. All the signs so far are encouraging. And I think that I would hope, and that some of us did indicate that there are low-lying fruits that if plucked quickly as possible, they may still re-engender some confidence, trust, and believe that they are worthy of another chance in government. So the signs are encouraging, the signs are good, and I would like to talk about the collective rather than the individual, and I'm not about to make an appraisal of the Ramaphosa's performance until after 6 months after assuming the presidency. But yes, it is encouraging, but you cannot deny equally that when you listen and watch the body language of Magashule, he certainly doesn't look to be in sync with the top six. Neither is in sync with the whole national executive. And he's not alone in that. What am I saying? Yes, the sections are still set there. There is evidence that suggests that a lot still needs to be done to bring them together in the name of unity.
The NEC still is the highest decision-making body between conferences as far as the ANC is concerned. The National Working Committee, which is made up of 20 members of that NEC, really helps the top six run the organization. What do you make of those 20 members who made it to the NWC yesterday?
Very complicated. Certainly very complicated. There's something going on that I find very interesting. You know, the ANC needs unity without needing unity. The top six was not necessarily what they wanted. What they wanted a slate full victory, either Ramaphosa or Nkosazana, and unfortunately it was a slateless victory, which was good for the organization, 50-50. But let's not pretend that is exactly what they wanted. Equally, when I analyze what was going there, again I say, these are forces at war, right? They are trying to have their own positioned in such a way that decisions, when they are taken, each faction's interest will be taken care of. Let somebody dispute that. But if you look at the figures and you look at how do you bring into the picture the likes of Batabile Dlamini? I'm sorry to pick on him, but yes, I have got all the reasons, at least to argue my case in this regard. But all I'm saying is that there are many souls that ought not to have been in that national executive, if indeed it was about engendering a new image that says, indeed, we are turning a new leaf, and we are putting men and women of integrity in whom you can put your trust and in whom you can see, if given the second chance, things will be better. But I don't think, looking at that, people would say that is the route to go.
I'm glad you picked on that name, though, because in all fairness, at some point, there will need to be a cabinet reshuffle, the sooner the better. And Batabile Dlamini, I'm hoping, is one of those names that is going to be booted out of that cabinet. Her sitting on the National Working Committee, does it make it slightly more complicated for whoever the next president is going to be to make that cabinet reshuffle?
Yes. You see, you are going to be bound, whoever would be in charge, right, to take cognizance of the forces at play in the top six and in the national executive. And you are bound to consult. You see, what will hamstring whoever will be in charge is that, am I alienating them? What is the influence they have in the organization? Is the Zulu nationalism could impact on our electoral cost outcomes next year? Should I or shouldn't I? Those are the things that to be factored in. And in politics, it's all about numbers. You and I may think it's not a worthy candidate, but given the electoral support or the likely an inadvertent outcome, you might end up still having her in office. At the very least, shifting her from social development into another space, but still in the executive.
The pressures that the Guptas are facing at the moment, the big headline in the Sunday Times, how Guptas mocked South Africa, and the big story, though, coming really out of the City Press, inside the Gupta heist, and how a sensational preservation order granted this week against the Gupta-owned companies has exposed a grand conspiracy by the family to steal money from the state with the help of senior politicians and government officials. This is just added pressure to Jacob Zuma, indirectly, that he can't afford right now.
No, the emperor is without clothes. Evidence is that his demise is well and nigh. But a wily politician, you and I know him to be, he's not going to go without a fight. But all evidence in the past 4 or 5 weeks suggests to me we have at least embarked on a very encouraging trajectory. If we sustain it, I'm sure South Africa one day can reassume the respectable position it had had on the continent and beyond. But yes, the signs are encouraging. But I don't think we aren't going to see some tears, perhaps, unfortunately, even some blood being shed as we try to restore the organization and the country into a respectable space.
Parting question from me, Lesiba. Who should be delivering the State of the Nation address on the 8th of February?
I can't see it otherwise. It still would be the head of state, President Jacob Zuma. And I had argued that in the next 3 months, it ought to happen. Given what I'm observing now, I suspect in the next 6 months, he might still be in office. We are into a long haul. He's not going to go that readily and that easily, especially if one takes into account that him and others can see the doors of prison beckoning.
Well, he does have some loose ends to tie up, apparently. Professor Lesiba Tefo, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Political analyst attached to the University of South Africa. Michael, writing on the WhatsApp line from Simonstown, this is why we need to change our voting system in South Africa so that we, the people and citizens, get to vote for the candidate as president and not the party. If it was a constituency-based voting system, Jacob Zuma would have gone a very long time ago and most probably had been jailed for theft, says Michael on the WhatsApp line.